The Easter Chick's Big Day. Pip had been awake since the sky was still lavender. From his nest in the henhouse, he could see Farmer Henry's meadow, waiting for Easter morning. Baskets stood by the fence. Ribbons fluttered on the gate. Somewhere beyond the grass, the first children would soon come running, with bright eyes and muddy boots. And on the straw beside Pip sat the most important basket on the farm. His mother, Molly, set the last painted egg inside it. There were blue eggs with tiny stars, green eggs with wavy lines, and one shining golden egg tucked gently in the middle. "Today is your first Easter delivery," she said. "The eggs must be hidden before the church bell rings. Think you can do it?" Pip looked at the basket, then at his small yellow wings. He wanted to say yes right away. He also wanted to ask if Farmer Henry had made a mistake.
"I can try," Pip said. "But what if I drop one? What if I hide them in the wrong places?"
Molly brushed his head with her beak. "Then you will stop, think, and try again. That's what a good helper does." Pip took hold of the basket handle. It was heavier than he expected. By the time he reached the barn door, his legs were already wobbling.
"Going somewhere important?" called Benny the Bunny from a patch of clover.
"I have to hide the Easter eggs before the bell rings," Pip said. "But this basket feels as heavy as a pumpkin."
Benny hopped closer.
"Then don't carry it like a pumpkin. Put it on my back, and you can tell me where to go."
Pip blinked. He had been so busy trying to do the whole job by himself that he had not thought about doing the job wisely. Together they balanced the basket across Benny's back, and at once the trip felt possible. Their first stop was the duck pond. Pip chose two blue eggs and tucked them between soft reeds where the ducklings would spot them if they looked carefully. At the sheep pen, he set three green eggs near the water bucket, just hidden behind a sleepy daisy patch. With each stop, Pip grew steadier. He was good at this, he decided. He knew which places felt surprising without being impossible. He knew which eggs should glimmer in the sun, and which should peek from shady corners. Then the wind came. It rushed down the meadow in one big whoosh, rattling the fence, bending the buttercups, and lifting the chipped cloth that covered the basket. Eggs rolled everywhere.
"The eggs!" cried Pip. Benny bounded after a striped one before it could reach the puddle. Pip chased a pink egg into the mint patch and rescued another from under the wheelbarrow. Soon they had found every egg but one. The golden egg. Pip's chest went tight. That was the egg Molly had placed in the middle. The special one. The one meant for the oldest child, who always helped the younger one search.
"We can't leave without it," he said.
Benny twitched his nose at the long grass. "The meadow is full of hiding places." For one worried moment, Pip felt like giving up. The bell would ring soon. Molly would be waiting. Farmer Henry would wonder what had happened. Then Pip noticed something strange. A trail of silver dew on the grass was broken in a crooked line, as if something round had rolled through it. At the end of the line, three dandelion puffs wobbled beside the little stream.
"This way," Pip said. He hurried to the stream and peered over the bank.
There, caught between two smooth stones, was the golden egg. It was not just shining now. In the clear water, it glowed like a tiny sunrise. For a second, Pip forgot to breathe. Gold light rippled across the stream. The pebbles under the water flashed pink and blue and soft green, as if all the painted eggs had melted into morning color. Even Benny went still.
"It's beautiful," Benny whispered.
"And it's stuck," said Pip.
The bank was muddy. The water was too wide for Pip to step into safely, and Benny's paws would slide on the stones. Benny searched for a long stick, but every stick he found was either too short or too bendy. Pip stared at the stream. Then he looked up at the willow tree drooping over the bank. Its thin branches trailed low, almost like green ribbons.
"If we pull one down," he said, "I can hook the basket handle under it and make a bridge."
Benny's ears popped up.
"That might work."
Benny braced his feet and tugged a willow branch lower. Pip carefully slid the empty basket handle over it.
The branch bent toward the water, not quite enough. Pip climbed onto a flat stone, leaned out, and gave the branch one small brave pull. The willow dipped. The basket handle touched the golden egg. "A little more," Benny said. Pip nudged the egg free. It rolled into the basket with a soft clink. For half a heartbeat, the whole stream sparkled brighter than before. Light skipped over the water, up the willow leaves, and across Pip's fluffy chest, until he looked dusted with tiny stars. Pip laughed. This time it was not a worried sound at all. They hurried on, and Pip hid the golden egg in the hollow of the big oak tree, tucked behind moss and one curved root. It was the perfect spot, hard enough to make the finder feel proud, easy enough to discover with patience. Just as Pip and Benny finished the last delivery, the church bell rang across Meadow Hollow. Dong, dong, dong. "We did it," Benny said. "We did it because I almost gave up, and then I looked closer," Pip replied. He liked the sound of that. It felt true. When they returned to the barnyard, Molly was waiting by the gate. "Well?" she asked. Pip hurried into her wing. The wind tipped the basket. The golden egg rolled into the stream. But I found the trail, and Benny helped me reach it, and we hid them all before the bell. Molly smiled. "That sounds like a real Easter helper to me." Laughter drifted across the meadow as the children began their search. From the hill, Pip watched a small girl kneel by the oak tree. She moved aside the moss, reached into the hollow, and lifted the golden egg with a gasp of delight. Pip leaned against Benny and watched the morning shine over the grass. The ribbons danced on the gate. The children called to one another. And in the middle of it all, Pip felt something warm and steady inside him. It was not just pride. It was the happy feeling of knowing he had helped make the day begin. The end. As always, visit us at readthetale.com for all your favorite tales and stories.